You're listening to SBS News.
In a clinic east of Melbourne, Dr. Stacey Harris says there's one vaccine question that she's come to expect from patients under 40.
Can it affect their periods? Can it affect, having a baby? Lots of questions, but that they're the main ones around the sort of that age group.
Her answer is always the same.
We're looking straight at science here. We're not looking at what politicians have to say. We're not looking at what media says. We're looking at the science. And the science says, and the studies now are robust, and they're showing that they don't have effect on fertility.
Melbourne Institute research shows women aged between 18 and 44 years are the country's most reluctant demographic to get the shot. But that could be changing. Health economist at the Institute, Professor Anthony Scott, says the latest trends show vaccine hesitancy is reducing.
In July, hesitancy was up to about 40%, but now it's dropped to around 25%. So hesitancy amongst women, particularly amongst women who want to have kids, has come down quite a lot.
The beginnings of the vaccine fertility link can be traced back to early last year after a small number of women reported changes to their menstrual cycles after receiving a dose of vaccine. Infertility claims later emerged online but were dismissed by medical experts. The federal government's chief nursing and midwifery officer, Alison McMillan, says the claims were based on a misunderstanding of how the vaccine works.
It's a disproven theory that's based on an idea around the spike proteins. We look at the evidence. We are very careful to consider this. We, as in Otago and TGA.
Recent US studies involving 35,000 pregnant people found the mRNA vaccine was safe for both parent and child, with no increased risk of miscarriage or placental abnormalities. The research led Australia's vaccine advisory group, Otagi, to recommend vaccination at any stage of pregnancy. Alison McMillan says pregnant people are considered a high-risk group that needs protection against the virus.
And the reason for that is because we now know from the data across the world that those who are pregnant are at greater risk of severe disease.
It's a message reiterated by fertility experts. Medical Director of IVF Australia, Associate Professor Peter Illingworth, says he's advising all his patients undergoing or about to undergo fertility treatment to get vaccinated.
I say to every patient, you do not want to end up on a ventilator in the later stages of pregnancy because you're vulnerable to COVID, when you could prevent that by being vaccinated now.
He says studies have shown a COVID infection during pregnancy could lead to preterm labour and even stillbirth. And he says there's evidence indicating potential fertility consequences for men who contract the virus.
It is clear that in men who have COVID infection, the sperm count in cases can drop quite dramatically. However, it's very difficult to know what affects long-term fertility.
While vaccine rates continue to rise across the country, around 20% of the population remains hesitant. Within that figure, Professor Anthony Scott of the Melbourne Institute says around 10% are considered hardline anti-vaxxers, with many of those emerging in New South Wales, which is of concern.
It started to rise a little bit the last couple of weeks, so that's a particular issue that we're concerned about, that whatever messages are happening in New South Wales are not really getting to the population.
Despite the recent outbreak in New South Wales, the Melbourne Institute says the state has recorded an increase of anti-vax sentiment in recent weeks. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.